Despite reminding us children on a daily basis that we came from the land of good manners, when my mother got mad, she would let loose and swear like a sailor. Not the American kind of swearing. Not the piss, shit, backward, chicken, choking, motherfucking asshole kind of swearing. No, that one was mine. One I'd learned at 15 from a trucker in northern Ontario. It stuck, had rhythm, gave me strength when I had none. My mother swore in combinations like piss off, sod it, and oh bollocks, which I learned later meant bull testicles and stood for bullshit. These phrases were as foreign to me as a torch for flashlight, bonnet for hood, and that guy was all mouth and trousers, which meant he was full of himself. But in her arsenal, she did have a spot for the universal swear word, fuck. There is something surreal watching your mother's lips form around the word fuck before she spit it across the room. It wasn't delivered in her English accent like bloody L, with the H silent, showing a hint of east of London she'd like to keep covered up. Fuck instead came with such a fury that I always tried to duck, as if the word would hit me up the side of my head and knock me down. But that fuck was never meant for me. Usually, the latest man in her life, in her bed, had done something to hurt her, betray her, sadden her. Something that would make me now hate him because it signaled his imminent departure from her bedroom and my life. Each man brought with him an excitement to our home, filled it with promises, and things would get better. Food would fill the fridge, new clothes would appear in my closet. There'd be camping trips and baseball games, movies and Dairy Queen. Mom would smile more, fill the house with laughter, peaches and Kentucky Fried Chicken. Didn't she know that I hung my future on these men too? That I had a stake in them sticking around? Life would be wonderful until that first fuck shattered the joy like the teacup she'd flung across the kitchen floor. Soon the veil of her depression would once again blanket our house, like a termite tent set to destroy the last whiff of that man we'd never see again. Fuck. Thank you.